folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week, we do love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to benradioshow@gmail.com. Right along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. How are you all holding up? The temperatures have plummeted or have gotten to below averages, I think, for, gosh,
180 million people.
There you go.
I looked it up, and I hope where you're at that you're safe, your loved ones are safe, your livestock is safe, your pets are safe, your homes are safe, but 180 million plus people have been affected by the storms this weekend. 30 to 35 states. They were saying that this weekend, Dallas, Texas could drop to about 12 degrees.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are so many areas in the country right now that just do not have the infrastructure to deal with, you know, the ice for a lot of, for many individuals. It's the ice that, has formed, is forming. So I hope you're safe, and thoughts and prayers out to you.
Absolutely. We have some friends down in the Houston area that had gotten a hold of us even before it started dipping these temperatures, just out of fear and talking about, like you said, it's not just the cold they're so afraid of, it's the ice,
it's an inch of ice. Yeah. Nobody wants anything like that. We don't want to tell you what the temperature is where we're at. No, it's not pleasant. I'm just going to say that. It is not pleasant by any stretch of the imagination. But yeah, 180 million people affected by this. And I'm just curious, Beck, you have a wonderful audience. People get a hold of you all the time. Do you follow a particular meteorologist or a weather type service on Facebook? We do. There's a local guy. Nobody knows who he is. He's kind of this elusive person, but has gained a tremendous Facebook following. It is incredible. And the accuracy of this individual, I don't think they're a meteorologist by any stretch.
I'm not sure if he is. We should dive in and ask him sometime.
I looked up
because he uses all the models.
I looked up some information. He knows his stuff all right. And I love it when KX News chief meteorologist Kenny Miller comes on the show. Wonderful guy. He's turned into a good friend of ours. But I got to say, this other individual that started this deal on Facebook, it's incredible. And he uses memes and things like that a lot of times, but coming up and predicting this storm and how it's going to affect so many people, that individual just cut to the chase and said, you know what? No funny memes. This is what it is. Calling a spade, boom, boom, boom. So I'm just curious if there is somebody like that in your area that you tend to gravitate towards on social media.
Or someone we should be following.
Or somebody we should follow, yeah.
Like I said, you can call or text 305-900-2363. Otherwise, drop that email to benradioshow@gmail.com. But you think about these temps and the infrastructure, and it's not just that. It's the homes not ready for this. And this is broad spread all across the Southeast as well. Yes, we're going to have the usual, iguanas falling from trees in Florida. That's going to happen.
I remember when you first reported on that 6 years ago, and I had never heard of such a thing, and sure enough, they just get cold and they fall out of the tree.
They're not dead. They're just sleeping.
They just fall out of the tree. It's happened to me a time or two, but not because I was cold. And that was the Sunny Slopes long ago, y'all, not like last weekend.
But, you know, you think about this went through my head just now. And a lot of people with their homes probably aren't insulated, or maybe their pipes aren't wrapped with heat tape.
Well, that's a lot of places. They don't have the insulation. Yeah.
Yeah. And you think about, we joke about common sense, but if you don't live in an area that ever drops down into the teens or single digits,
you don't need it.
You would never think about, you know, because last time we had this deep cold was a few years ago. I remember Texas, they had water pipes breaking.
Oh, yeah.
And people just don't realize something as simple as leaving the water on. And we're not talking about full steam. We're talking just a tiny trickle.
Hot water, by the way. Is that right? The hot water or cold water you're supposed to?
It is hot.
We always do the hot water.
It is hot water, but I know you could either way. let it just drip, because that constant pressure, it's not going to raise your water bill really high, okay? You're just talking a little drip can save you thousands of dollars in damage down
the road. Good idea.
So I wanted to bring that up. But on that topic, also across our wires recently was, have you heard about this new trend they're calling house burping? Yeah, listen to this. Even as winter temperatures plunge, a growing number of homeowners are opening their windows on purpose, a trend known as house burping. The idea comes from a long-standing German practice called Luften, which simply means airing out your home to improve indoor air quality. Tigger's laughing because he goes to bed every night with the window open, okay?
I know that's a little weird.
Even at 30 below, I'm not kidding. Yeah, he has the window open.
Gotta have some fresh air.
Air quality experts say it can actually be healthy. Letting in fresh air helps reduce moisture, mold, carbon dioxide, and indoor pollutants, especially important since Americans spend about 90% of their time indoors. In Germany, Luften is so common that some rental agreements even require tenants to open windows regularly. The practice has gone viral in the U.S. with social media users sharing routines like airing out the house first thing in the morning, after cooking or showering, or after guests leave. There are downsides, though. Critics say opening windows in winter can hurt energy efficiency and drive up heating costs. Experts recommend keeping it short. About 10 minutes is all it takes. So while it may feel
counterintuitive.
There we go. A quick blast of cold air could help you keep your home healthier. Just don't leave those windows open too long,
All I'm going to say is, duh. It's not, come on, it's not going to raise your heating bill by $1,000 for the month if you go and you open everything up and air it out. That's something we did as kids.
That is true.
Think about it. That old farmhouse you grew up in, the old farmhouse I grew up in.
Okay, but now think about this. Another thing I had read from a different source, I forgot to write it down, so I'm not going to name it, all right? Just Google it yourself. But it was talking about how our homes have progressed over the years, where now they are so tightly sealed up that, yes, you and I grew up in older homes, the old farmhouse, very drafty.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about carbon dioxide. You are more or less sealing up the windows with plastic to try and keep some of that in. Well, that's not the case anymore. Everything is sealed so tight that it is beneficial to open and close those doors. Tigger and I do it even when we're, say, blizzarded in. We will make sure, you know, to open the door once in a while just to let that fresh air in.
Absolutely. Especially if you've got maybe a pet in the house, or before you're having guests come over. Maybe not 10 minutes before so the house ain't so darn cold. But if you're having guests the next day, come on, just air out the house when you are vacuuming or you're dusting or something like that, and you have all those little particles. Or if you are frying fish or bacon.
Tigger.
And then it's going to stink up the whole house.
Tigger.
It's just because our kitchen is small, and whenever I go to cook, it just gets to stinking.
It gets really cloudy. It gets really smoky.
But I like the smell of bacon, so for me, it's okay. I think
I just don't like it 3 days later.
Well, I understand that. I don't think this is a new practice whatsoever. I think everybody should do this.
House burping, right?
That's what
we're going to call it.
Hey, I sleep with the window open.
Think about the kids will get a chuckle out of this, if nothing else. Hey, Mom, I'm going to burp the house.
Burp the house. Make the kids do something. Great idea.
On that note, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
And what a great time to go ahead and burp the house.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. Ryan Shacken is my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, there used to be a show on TV called The Dumb Criminals. We can't call it that. I don't know what we're going to call this. Dumb people, the outdoors.
We're still going to call it Dumb Criminals in the Outdoors.
Okay, there
we
go.
I'm
going
to call this Dumb Criminals in the Outdoors.
Listen to this one. According to Outdoor Life, a former Alaskan guide with a long history of wildlife violations has once again been found guilty, this time for crimes tied to his commercial fishing business. 51-year-old Michael Patrick Duby of Juneau, Alaska, was convicted by a jury on January 15th of multiple charges, including falsifying commercial fishing records, selling fish taken for personal use, fishing out of season, and harvesting clams without a permit. Duby's record of fishing game violations stretches back more than 20 years. In 2012, he received one of Alaska's harshest sentences for wildlife crimes after a federal investigation found he illegally killed and sold protected birds. That case, along with other state offenses, cost him his hunting and sport fishing privileges, landed him in prison, and resulted in tens of thousands of dollars in fines.
So apparently he has not learned his lesson yet there, Mr. Duby.
After losing those privileges, Duby shifted into commercial fishing, saying it was still his passion. But prosecutors say the pattern continued. His most recent convictions stem from actions in 2019 and 2020 while operating Genesis Seafoods, including felony charges for falsifying harvest records and reckless endangerment for selling untested clams. State prosecutors have described Duby as someone unable to stop breaking fish and game laws.
He's addicted to that, apparently.
Now listen to this. His wife, who was charged as an accomplice and is a state fish and game operations manager, was acquitted.
Oh.
I can't get over that.
Wow.
Patrick Duby represented himself at trial and is scheduled to be sentenced in May.
Hasn't learned his lesson, addicted to playing criminal, I guess.
I would say he has, no respect for the law.
Remember here a few years ago you did those stories about those guys in those fishing tournaments that they put those lead weights in fish.
Lake Erie, I believe.
Is that where
that
it was?
Lake Erie.
I mean, people are still talking about that. And those guys got away with it for a long time. A lot of different fishing tournaments.
And you just look all around in hunting and fishing and you keep shaking your head. How do I say this? To what extent some individuals will do to think that they are above the law.
Throw them in jail for life.
Now, for those of you familiar with the hunting brand Kuyu.
And it's not Kui.
No, it's Kuyu.
I always thought it was Kui.
It's spelled K-U-I-U.
Okay, we've all heard of it, seen it in sporting goods stores.
Get this. Two masked thieves targeted the Kuyu headquarters in Dixon, California, but their bold plan hit a snag. They couldn't fit what they stole into their car. In the early morning hours of December 31st, 2025, surveillance video shows the suspect sawing a life-sized bronze bighorn sheep statue off its concrete base using a battery-powered saw. After tipping the heavy statue over, the pair struggled to load it into the back seat of what appears to be a Chrysler 300.
Oh, bougie.
Well, I'm thinking about, do you realize how big a life-sized bighorn sheep is? All right. When that didn't work, they left the scene, returned about 15 minutes later with a luggage cart, and wheeled the statue away. Police believe the bronze ram was later cut into smaller pieces so it could be transported and likely sold for scrap. The statue, nicknamed Rocky, had been installed outside of Kuyu's headquarters just months earlier in June of 2024. Bronze scrap currently sells for only a few dollars per pound, but thefts of bronze artwork are reportedly on the rise. Kuyu has released surveillance footage and is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. The case is being handled by the Dixon Police Department, and the company says the response online has been immediate and overwhelming. And you can catch the surveillance video yourself in the show notes of this episode at thebenshow.com.
You know, we've heard about this more times than not. Well, I shouldn't say more times than not. I should say we've heard of this a few times, like outside of the Moose Lodge, the Elks Lodge.
The Elks has lost their elk how many times?
Yeah, we did in our hometown where we're at, didn't they? Somebody vandalized and take the elk that was out front there for a while?
They kept taking the antlers.
They kept taking the antlers off. That's just...
Why? Why is what I got to say. And if you watch this video when we say, you know, dumb people, I mean, you're sitting here looking at this car and they're trying to literally put a... life size.
And it's not two kids, is it?
No,
there's
the
two
thing.
Grown adults that are trying to do this and sell scrap metal. Watch your copper wire, too, apparently.
Now we head to Missouri. Missouri conservation officials are asking for the public's help after a bull elk was illegally shot and killed in Peck Ranch Conservation Area in southern Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation is offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. The adult bull elk was discovered the morning of November 26, 2025, lying dead in an open field with a gunshot wound to the left shoulder. Investigators say evidence at the scene shows the shooter drove a vehicle directly into the field toward the elk, then circled back onto a gravel trail and left the area at a high-speed rate. Tire tracks entering and exiting the field were clearly visible. Photos submitted by members of the public helped narrow down the timeline. One photo shows the elk alive and grazing around 5:15 the evening before. Another photo, taken just after 8 in the morning, shows the animal dead in the same field. The case is being handled through Missouri's Operation Game Thief program, which emphasizes that poaching hurts wildlife conservation efforts and the hunters who follow the law. Anyone with information is urged to call 800-392-1111. Again, that's 800-392-1111. Tips can be made anonymously, and conservation officials say even small details could help bring the person responsible to justice.
You know, there's some people that are completely against hunting, and the worst part of this is those of us that are active hunters like you and I that are very good sportsmen, follow the laws, it's part of our lifestyle, it gives all of us a black eye because it's just a really, 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 really itty-bitty tiny percentage of these idiots out there like that, and it makes all of us look bad. That's what I hate about stories like this.
Me too. So again, if you know any information, that number is 800-392-1111. All right, crew, I think this is a great time to take a break. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Get ready for the Ellingson Angus Real World Genetics Annual Production Sale. Join us Saturday, February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota for an outstanding offering of 1,240 Angus bulls, heifers, and cows. Check out this lineup: 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 50 registered bred heifers, 600 commercial open heifers, 180 commercial bred heifers, and 50 coming 3-year-old cows.
all bred for calving ease, growth, and profit-driven performance while maintaining longevity, disposition, and efficiency. These cattle are ranch-raised, data-backed, and ready to go to work for your program. Attend in person or bid online at DV Auction or Northern Livestock Video, and all sale information from videos to catalogs is available at ellingsonangus.com and ranchchannel.com. Ellingson Angus, Real World Genetics.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. Sitting across from me is Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, with this cold weather that has settled in across the nation, affecting how many millions of people, Tigger?
180 million.
Okay, so I'm wondering if there's any of you that are like me, if you're in the same boat, meaning you're all of a sudden having an increase in headaches and possibly migraines. If that is the case, listen to this. As winter weather settles in, doctors say colder temperatures and changing weather patterns may be triggering more migraines. According to a Cleveland Clinic headache specialist, sudden shifts in barometric pressure can create pressure changes in the sinuses, which may set off migraines in people who are already prone to them. Extreme cold can also be a factor. For those sensitive to winter temperatures, simply being out in frigid air can increase the chances of a migraine starting.
Maybe you should say how bad your headaches get, because they let everybody know they're paralyzing. When you get those, life stops. They knock you down in every way, shape, and form.
Yes, that is very true. Now, I am somebody who's dealt with chronic headaches since I was about 16 years old, and in the last year have now had to, how do I put this, landed in the ER from throwing up, just to be, not to be graphic, but that's what the migraines got escalated to.
Yeah, make you nauseous.
And ended up, now I am seeing a neurologist and a physiologist to try and nail down and curb some of these migraines, because mine were turning into having at least 3 to 4 a week. And as you can imagine, that really takes a lot out of somebody.
And we noticed the changing of the weather patterns really would start to set these off. Like if there would be a front coming in, that's when all of a sudden these things would start to creep up.
What we've noticed after I visited with my own neurologist is he had made it very clear about these barometric temperature settings. And that's why I brought up this article that Cleveland Clinic just came out with at the beginning of the year, and it hit home, okay? Is that, yes, you'll feel those. And there are steps you can take to help prevent winter-related migraines, is what I've learned. On very cold days, staying indoors when possible can help. If you do head outside, bundle up, especially covering your head and neck to limit cold exposure. Let's be real, ladies. How many of us don't want to end up with hat hair and don't cover up correctly? I'm going to tell you right now, I have changed my ways, and I am now, I don't go anywhere without a stocking cap. Even your mom, my mom has made comments about that. Doctors also recommend keeping migraine medications with you so you can treat symptoms early.
Is that kind of the key, you think, that because you have different pills that you'll take, that if you feel one coming on, don't even wait till it gets epic, just nip it in the bud if you can right now? Get ahead of it, I guess, is what they say.
Yes, that is what I am doing. And again, this is coming from my physician. So I'm going to highly recommend you speak with whoever you are seeing for your medical awareness to know what migraine medication you have with you. Beyond the weather, lifestyle habits matter too. Getting enough sleep, staying active, managing stress, and addressing anxiety or depression can all play a role in reducing migraine frequency. And if migraines start interfering with daily life, Cleveland Clinic experts say it's time to talk with your doctor, who can help find the right treatment plan to better manage symptoms throughout the winter months. Now, we're bringing this up just because, like we said, it hits home for us big time with these very cold temperatures. For instance, before this Arctic blast hit us that we're all going through right now, I was able to tell Tigger and explain and say, I can tell this front is coming in. And I've had mine triggered by not just light outside. However, daylight outside has become a really big trigger for me. And I'm not trying to be the cool guy wearing my sunglasses all the time.
But now you're like me. I wear sunglasses just to protect my eyes. But now you have to wear them from dawn to dusk, well into dark.
Yes.
So speaking of that, do the lights at night bother you when you're driving? If it's really busy traffic, does that start to bother you?
It is funny you brought that up. So a week ago, I went to a basketball game of my nephew's and drove back in some not great weather. We're going to put it that way. Okay. There was a lot of snow coming. It felt like you're driving in the movie Star Wars or something.
Oh,
okay?
And the Millennium Falcon and all this.
I don't want to complain about the brand new vehicles out there, but holy smoke, some of them, I don't know if they had their dims on or not, because the lights were so bright that, yeah, they were giving me a headache coming through the windshield when I was looking at them. And I even thought about putting my sunglasses on. I was like, I can't. It's too dangerous, the weather we're having. But regardless, yeah, even the headlights I've noticed can trigger my headaches.
So people will joke a lot of times, ha-ha, funny, about headaches and all that. But in all seriousness, your headaches have literally brought you to tears. We have had to take you into the emergency room a few times because they were so painful. They were so debilitating that you could not even move. And this was beyond, I have a headache, honey. It was beyond anything like that whatsoever.
I wasn't using it for excuses.
It wasn't that whatsoever. I mean, this was legit. I mean that because you are one of the toughest people I know, and it takes a lot for you to come out and say, I am not feeling well. So I have had to really change my approach and just watch your behavior and know if something is coming on and try to, nip it in the bud right away.
And this is something I want you to ask your doctors. If you suffer from what it sounds like what I have, I was a longtime user of, say, ibuprofen, those kinds of over-the-counter drugs, and I found out they were actually causing more headaches. So that's why it's so important that you visit with your physician and make sure they know what your symptoms are. We're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Thank you again for riding along with us. And remember, if you have anything spot worthy for us to share, some thoughts on what we've shared earlier in the episode, as well as, say, your area's field reports, you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.